plain language writing is no longer just a suggestion for federal agencies. Under the Plain Writing Act, signed by President Obama in 2010, every federal entity is supposed to use plain language in their written and online documents that are meant for public consumption. 2 years later, the results are mixed, according to an assessment by the Center for Plain Language. Five cabinet-level departments improved their scores on complying with the letter of the law from a year ago. Four others lost ground. Iowa Congressman Bruce Braley is the sponsor of the Plain Writing Act.
While some federal agencies have embraced the Plain Writing Act, others haven't. And until every grade is an A, we're going to keep holding these bureaucrats' feet to the fire.
The volunteer group scorecard grades agencies on how many boxes they've checked to comply with the law's mandates, but it also tries to assess the quality of their writing by looking at a small sample of agency documents. And each agency is allowed to submit what it thinks are its best examples. The Social Security Administration was a standout in the 2013 report, earning an A grade in both categories. Last year, it had a C for compliance.
And we also want to congratulate four other agencies that earned an A on their compliance score. Those agencies are the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Commerce, and the Small Business Administration.
On the other end of the spectrum, the Department of Homeland Security went from a D last year to an F this year. Dr. Annetta Cheek, the board chair at the Center for Plain Language, says there are isolated examples of DHS components that are taking the law seriously, but she says the department as a whole is a plain language wasteland. And while some agencies have taken it upon themselves to make sure their public documents are understandable by the public, Cheek says there's a serious lack of government-wide attention to the issue. The Office of Management and Budget issued guidance on the matter in 2011, shortly after the law was passed, but OMB has been essentially silent on plain language since then.
They have not been showing any leadership since then, and I think some of the agencies that are doing well, the one I know best is agriculture. I wasn't dealing with Social Security this year, but I do deal with agriculture, and I know that the person that was appointed to be the liaison for plain language for agriculture has a serious interest in the issue and has tried to spread it throughout the agency. And as a result, they're being fairly successful. There's others, you know, even though the law requires agencies to have a high-level liaison who theoretically has the ability to control the entire organization, a lot of them, I think it's been, you know, Joe was passing by the door when we needed to appoint someone, and we said, hey, let's use Joe. Whether Joe cares about it or not. So there's too many of those, but there are a handful of people that really are dedicated to it.
From the point of view of a plain language advocate, Cheek says there have been some bright spots over the past year toward training federal employees who write for public audiences to write in plain language. USDA, she says, now offers an online course to all of its employees and encourages them to take it. There's also an ad hoc federal plain language group to teach feds how to break out of bureaucrat ease, but it's still pretty small.
They offer a free half-day training, and they are up to about 20 trainers. You know, all these people are it's other duties is assigned, and they can't keep up with the demands for training. So there's certainly an interest in training, which is, to me, key because, frankly, writing clearly is difficult. And if you've been writing the usual bureaucratic stuff for years, it's not so easy to all of a sudden start writing with your audience in mind and in a way that the audience can comprehend. So I think the training is the biggest positive thing that I've been seeing.
Aside from a lack of training, Cheek says the biggest impediment to plain writing in the federal government is cultural. She was a Fed for 25 years, and she admits writing in plain language is hard. Also, if a document is not written in inscrutable agency speak, there's a tendency to think that it doesn't look official enough to appear on an agency's letterhead or its website.
One of the key points is to have writers start thinking about readers, because that's a main problem with bureaucratic writers, not just government writers. They aren't thinking about their end audience. They're thinking about the intermediate audiences, their boss, the attorneys, of course the attorneys, and whoever else might happen to play into their particular job. So, unfortunately, the needs and the skill levels of the end user is not something that your typical government writer thinks about, and getting that mindset to change, to me, is key. That plus training and how to do it are the two key things that I think the government needs.
Cheek says her organization is not advocating the idea that every document produced by every federal agency needs to be written in plain language. But federal law is pretty clear now on this point. If an agency is writing a document that the public needs to get a federal service or a federal benefit or to pay taxes, it needs to be written in a way that can be read without the help of a lawyer.
Right now we're focusing on what the law covers, which is documents or websites that the public needs to get federal services and benefits. So that should be the first place to pay attention, because it's public-facing. We know it's public-facing by definition, and those documents need to be, written with the needs of the public in mind. And we don't mean just necessarily the general public. It's that agency's public. So for FAA, it might be commercial pilots and private pilots, for example. So those are the documents that we're paying most attention to because that's what the law covers. However, it's really a matter of getting people trained, getting the mindset trained differently, and I think when that happens, then plain language will creep into all those other documents that are not necessarily covered by the act.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.